Welcome to the Hochschulkiste. Today we're talking about international student life at THA and what really makes an exchange semester successful. We'll look at support structures, student initiatives, and how international students can find their place here in Augsburg. I'm really happy to welcome today's guest from the International Office and the SWAP team, who support exchange students before arrival, during their first weeks, and throughout the entire semester.
Hello, my name is Katharina. I work at the International Office as the incoming exchange coordinator. That means that I take care of the exchange students who come to the THA.
And I'm Joni. I'm this semester the leader of the SWAP team, and I'm in my last semester of the Master in International Business and Finance.
How did you personally get involved in working with international students?
Ever since I returned from my own exchange semester, I have been interested in this field, and I have loved my Erasmus semester and wanted to put my work into making other students' exchange experience as fun and enriching as my own.
And what about you, Joni?
For me, I started as a buddy for the SWAP program, and ever since then, I stayed. I started back then in the summer semester 2022, and then I got to join the team, and that's how I got here.
That's great. What do you enjoy most about working with exchange students?
I would say that I like that there are mostly positive vibes. You know, the exchange students are very excited. And what I love most is to see the exchange students grow throughout the semester. You know, at the beginning, some students are really shy and... yeah, then you see them making friends, traveling the country or around Europe, and they are so much more confident at the end of the semester. And I think it's really cool to be part of this.
Let's look at the bigger picture. Why would you say THA is a good choice for international students?
First of all, I think it's good for them that the university is not too big. So, you know, it's easier for them to integrate. And the students are less anonymous than they would be in a big university. And I would say the same applies to the city of Augsburg. It's easy to, you know, get around, find their way. Also, the number of exchange students is moderate. So we usually have around 70 to 90 students per semester, which is, I think, a good number. So, you know, on the one hand, everyone has the chance to get to know each other. But on the other hand, there are still enough students, so everyone can find someone they can get along with. And one more thing that comes to my mind as well is that exchange students are allowed to choose courses from different faculties. So, you know, even if they come to a department where maybe in one semester there are not too many English courses offered, they have the chance to select courses from other departments so they can still get the credits they need.
What about you?
Good question.
Do you think THA is a good choice for international students?
I mean, personally, I'm also an international student. I think the internationality, how the university cares about the international students, is a good point. And every time I think about it, it was the best choice to come here. Really near to Munich, for the people that like Munich. And Augsburg is basically a student city, so it's easy to get to know new people.
So you could recommend it to international students who would possibly want to come here?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Katharina, where do most exchange students usually come from?
We make a rough distinction between European students and non-EU students. And I think from Europe, most students come from Spain and Italy. And if we look at the non-European students, the biggest group is the Koreans. Throughout the last years, the second biggest group, I would say, is from Turkey.
Or even in the summer semester, the UK.
True, yeah, true.
The Irish.
Like, yeah, in the summer semester there, yeah, we have a double degree program with Ulster University from Northern Ireland. And we always get like quite a big group from there. Yeah, right.
That's amazing. What are the biggest challenges students face when they first arrive in Augsburg?
I think bureaucracy is one of the biggest challenges, especially for the non-Europeans. You know, students have to register their place of residence at the beginning. Then you get the mail from the broadcasting service. So, you know, no one knows what that is. So I have to explain that. Yeah, non-Europeans may also have to apply for the residence permit once they're here. Yeah, and I think Johnny can tell you that from his own experience. But at the moment, yeah, there are a lot of structural problems in Augsburg. So there are currently very long waiting times for, yeah, getting the residence permit in time. So, you know, sometimes exchange students apply for the residence permit in their first month and they might not even get it after the 6 months.
And what would you say usually surprises international students the most about Germany?
I look at Johnny.
I would say basically that, at least here in Augsburg, that everything closes at 8 p.m. and that a Sunday is basically everything dead. Everything is closed. Nothing is open, just restaurant and coffees. For many countries, that's not normal. And it's a bit shock.
True.
From your experience, what makes an exchange semester really successful?
I think you just have to approach it with an open mind and not let, you know, initial difficulties discourage you. Of course, everything is new and perhaps even scary at first, but there is a lot of support from the international office and the swap team and the buddies. And I would also encourage students not to stay in their own bubble, you know, like sometimes if there are a lot of students from your own country, then students tend to stay with students from their own country. But I think it's definitely worth making friends from other cultures too, because you don't usually have the chance to meet so many people from different countries. And I would say even though socializing is very important, they shouldn't forget about their lectures and courses. Yeah. So, you know, if they need or want to bring home good grades, they should also attend the courses at least.
Johnny, what were your biggest challenges when you first came to Augsburg, and what makes an exchange semester really successful in your eyes?
For me, when I came, I was basically cooked because it was Corona, which means I didn't get the chance to have that experience of being an official ASTI. Last year that I'm continuing with my master, it was different somehow. And funny enough, this year, it was the first time that I was at the ASTI day. And after 5 years at the university, which it's incredible. And for a successful exchange semester, I would say just leave it. There is, yes, of course, the lectures that you have to keep up in mind, but everything is about balance. And even though at the beginning can be a really difficult time, maybe because you are not with your family, you are not used to the language barrier, still, at this university, we have the swap team that is going to support you during your stay, doing events for you to get to connect with other people from other countries, and you should be open for it.
And what is the hardest during the first few weeks? What would you say?
Sometimes we start with the ones that didn't say that they are arriving, so they don't have the keys for the room. getting used to the routine, I would say, because at the end of the day, if you're like here living alone, you have to do your own grocery, and then the language is there in between, so maybe you don't feel so secure and you're living from ramen or spaghetti the whole first month. But after you adequate, after you get used to it, how to move and how to, where everything is around, it's easier.
And how long usually, like how long does the adaptation period usually last?
I would say it's difficult to tell. It's from every person to different, but you can be safe like max in 1 month.
Oh, that's fine. I think it sounds good. Katharina, let's talk more about the international office. What kind of support does the international office offer before students arrive?
Yeah, so I would say that we offer quite a lot of support. So, you know, it starts with the application period. So if students have any questions about the Mobility Online platform that they have to where they have to upload their documents, we have quite a good introduction on our website. And they can also find a course list for selecting the courses. I would say I'm constantly available via email or even Zoom, you know, if students have more detailed questions. For example, yesterday I had a Zoom call with a prospective student from Canada, which I also think it's very nice just for me to get to know the students. You know, usually I only read their names, and then it's also nice to see the faces. And also a big part, which is not always easy, to be honest, is supporting them with finding suitable accommodation. Because I do have a number of rooms in the dormitories for them to allocate to the students. But unfortunately, I don't have enough rooms. Mm-hmm. And I would say some students are really not even willing to try to find something themselves. Which is rather challenging, you know, reading the emails. Because they just expect a little bit too much.
How do you support them once the semester has started?
Yes, so once the semester, or actually before the official semester starts, we always organize an orientation week. So it starts with a welcome presentation where the exchange students learn about the university and get to know important departments. You know, besides the international office, they are being welcomed by the Center for Languages and Intercultural Communication and the SWAP team. They also get different tours, like the campus tour and the city tour. That's always done by the SWAP team. I think Johnny will talk about them in more detail later. And also a library tour, and they also have the chance to go to visit Riegele to have a beer tour there.
That's nice.
And I think also important is the first meeting with the faculty. So, you know, that's another thing that students always think that I can answer all the questions, but of course I cannot help them with course-related questions, for example. And the SWAP team also supports us with a lot of social events and trips that they organize.
What would you say, what should students absolutely prepare before coming to Augsburg?
So of course, on the one hand, especially non-European students, they have to take care of, you know, the visa application, and which usually comes with getting health insurance as well. But apart from that, I would say, it's important for them to have a close look at the course list, mm-hmm. just for them not to being yet disappointed. You know, sometimes they have courses in their learning agreement that are not being offered. And of course, I would say it's good if they can find accommodation before arriving here. And generally speaking, I would also say that they should be open and, you know, tolerant to frustration, because even if there are some difficulties at the start, it will definitely get better.
Are there any common mistakes you see every semester?
Yes. So I want to say something about the accommodation once again. So, you know, a lot of exchange students think that they have a place guaranteed, even though I'm telling them, they don't have it. And sometimes, you know, even though they get offered a room in one dormitory, they're like, yeah, I didn't want to go to that one. I want to go to the other one. And, you know, sometimes they even really decline the offer. And then in the end, they didn't find anything, and then they're frustrated. So I really want to encourage everyone to know that, you know, as long as you have got an offer for a room, you should be grateful for that and not try to discuss about it. And also, I think, at least personally, I think that some exchange students just expect too much of me, you know. So I'm not personally working for every student, So an example maybe to get a better impression, sometimes, you know, they they already got the room, they have arrived here, and then they realize that, for example, the shower is broken. So, you know, instead of contacting the caretaker, they contact me and are like, hey, can you help me? And of course, I cannot do that for everyone. I take care of up until 90 students each semester. And also, you know, if the caretaker has to come to the room, the student has to tell them when he or she is there. And I don't know everyone's timetable. So, yeah, those are like stories from everyday life with exchange students.
And we have to say that not every university does what Katarina do. Basically, if you go abroad, the ones from this university that have gone abroad, they know normally you don't get an accommodation. You have to search for yourself. And here we support them with accommodation. And if you get something, then be grateful for it. And also don't forget, we understand you are doing a semester abroad. You are, we understand you are a student. But at least keep the first 2 weeks as a normal student, as the orientation week is super important. Mm. And people normally in the first 2 weeks, when they have to be more active in terms of faculty meetings or doing the registration at the university, they just think party, 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 Germany, beer. And they normally miss some events.
Yeah.
How important is cooperation with student initiatives like SWAP?
Yeah, that's very important for me. I could never offer the students so much help and guidance without the SWAP team. You know, the buddy program is a big help. Johnny will talk about that later. And yeah, they organize so many social events, so the exchange students feel welcome and have the possibility of getting to know each other and also the city or region they live in. And I think that sometimes the fear of contacting other students like the SWAP team is smaller than contacting the international office. So yeah, I'm very glad to have the SWAP team by my side.
Let's switch to the student perspective. Johnny, what exactly is the SWAP team and what do you do?
The SWAP team SWAP stands for Student Welcome and Orientation Project. And we basically take care of the exchange students during their stay here by doing events or answering questions that they may have. That, of course, the international office cannot answer every time. And, of course, Katarina has a lot of work to do. So we are like the first hand there for the exchange students.
And how is SWAP different from official university services?
I would say the fact that we are just students, we are not controlled like for professors or whatsoever. So we are just students doing stuff for students, which means we normally talk from experience. We normally know someone that can help you with this subject or can provide you an overview of what's coming, how the exams look like. And at the end of the day, the SWAP is from students for students.
That sounds like a really nice community. And why is peer-to-peer support so important?
I think talking from experience, sometimes it can feel like you're alone and in your boat, but you are not. There is people that has more semesters than you. And at the end of the day, the experiences from each people can save you a lot of pain, a lot of stress, a lot of fear. And not having this feeling of being alone, especially when you are far away from your family, is what makes SWAP what we are.
Can you share a memorable or funny moment with exchange students?
The list is long, maybe. so many semesters. Of course, if we put aside the party topic, I think what I take the most is when they enjoy the semester so much, or when they enjoy, just for example, if they had a birthday and it's the first time they don't have their family there, but they're like, kind of way is sneaky, like, I don't want to know that I have a birthday. And then you put them in front of the group, and then you have like 60 exchange students all singing happy birthday to you. Then of course it's a nice memory to create for someone that in that period cannot celebrate with the family, for example.
What kind of activities and trips do you organize at SWAP?
We organize city trips and sometimes also game nights, parties. We may or may not do pre-drinking together and then go into a club. And most of the stuff is like events that we think, okay, that could be fun. We also recently even did an event like for yoga. One semester we did like a sports together. So depends on the semester, of course, and the people. As soon as we have an idea and we want to do it, we go through it.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to say that I think it's really great what you guys are organizing. It's, you know, not always the same events each semester. I remember that once you even painted Easter eggs together, for example. That's something that I have never heard before. So yeah, that's, you know, also to show the students the culture of Germany.
Yeah, we have had some events that for example, nobody expected to. Once we did like a crash course of Bavaria to prepare them for the Oktoberfest or whatsoever. So
that sounds cool.
It was a presentation of the culture of Germany, and of course everyone with one beer and celebrating beer and pretzel and everything. So
Are there any events that are usually the highlight of the semester and you would recommend everyone at SWAP? You can't miss this. You have to participate.
I think recently Regensburg has been one of the highlights because we have done like a boat ride to Valhalla. And in the summer semester, we normally try to do this Skyland Park. There is an amusement park. So those are like two highlights that if we get the chance to do it, everyone normally loves them.
SWAP also offers a buddy program, yeah?
Exactly.
And how does the buddy program work?
The buddy program is basically students from the university that are going to support the exchange students. We have to be clear, the buddy program, it doesn't mean that you are a buddy and then you're part of the team. We do that separation because sometimes even the buddies are like, oh yeah, I'm from the team, but they are supporting the team, but they are not actually the team. The team is the ones that have to prepare an event every week. And the buddy program, basically, I think normally we send an email in at the end of January and at the end of August, of July, I think it is, for you to register, and then we do a body allocation. You normally say us, okay, I want to support someone from South Korea or someone from Turkey. And we also have the people that don't have a preference, and those are like gold mines, because if we're missing some matching, then we can put those people that say like, I really don't care, I just want to help. And at the end, that's it. They normally, the work we expect from a buddy is to support them at the beginning, like for example, picking up the keys and being there for the Erasmus students, for the exchange students when they need help. Like for example, it happens often that they say, I have to go to the hospital. Well, the language barrier is there, they don't know where to go or what they have to do. And sometimes outside of office hours, which means they can also not reach Katarina, which means the body is there to tell them, okay, you can go to Uniclinico, to the emergency room, and you say this, whatsoever.
How do local students from THA benefit from being a buddy?
I think mostly to practice a language. Mm-hmm. And in the university, we have an offer of different languages, for example, Spanish, French, Italian, South Korean. And if you get the chance to actually talk to someone from that country and then practice your language, you should do it. Even though with English, if you don't feel so safe talking in English, it's a good chance to improve your English.
That's true. That's a very big plus for locals here. And what kind of friendships usually develop?
The friendships, I would say, is the contact. For example, what happens the most is like I'm going to do my semester abroad in Italy. And then all of a sudden, you got to know someone that is from that city. And you immediately know, okay, if I go there, I can at least count with him. And if I don't receive the support that they were receiving here, at least I have one person that I can talk to and that I can be safe. And that I can already know, okay, I'm not going to be alone.
Yeah.
And it happens a lot that some friendships stay. They build during the semester and they stay, and then you see them like hanging around, like visiting each other. Like there's people that have come back to Germany just to visit their friendships that they made here. And also between the Erasmus, it also happens that they build a friendship. And we have, for example, recently I saw someone from Spain that understood himself good with the ones from Argentina, and he just went to Argentina to visit them.
That's so amazing.
seeing that is just amazing. It's like something like the core idea of doing an exchange semester.
So students usually do stay in touch after the exchange.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Let's talk about the life outside university. How would you describe student life in Augsburg for internationals?
There is an offer of different kind of stuff to do. If we go to the bar restaurants and coffee shops, we have a good variety, and also clubs from every taste, I would say. There is the student life, since we have the university and the Hochschule both. Augsburg is full from students and is student friendly, so. Besides the fact of having also lots of green places to chill with people, especially in the summer, going to take about a bath whatsoever, it's a really, really cool city.
What do students enjoy most about living here? What would you say?
If we talk Germany-wise, I think the beer. If we talk Augsburg-wise, I already mentioned the green places and the lakes. I think between the Kuse and the Friedberg, there are really nice spots in the summer. Also in the winter, I've seen so many people just taking a walk in Kuse, especially when it's like frozen and all like with snow. It's a really, really nice place.
Katharina, are there any hidden gems or inside tips you could give to incoming students?
I'm not sure if I know too many hidden gems. I mean, there are places like Damenhof, for example. I don't think it's too hidden anymore. I mean, it is kind of hidden if you see it literally, but as soon as you know it, so I think that's a very nice spot, which has, I think this semester we saw that it even changed to opening in the winter time as well, which is new. And then, of course, places like Hofgarten or the Kräutergarten, you know, the inside the Rote Tor Park, there is this small garden with herbs that everyone can actually go to and, and collect.
Next to the playground.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I'm not sure. Maybe Johnny knows some more places.
I would say I personally like Katzentempel, like the coffee shop that is like vegan and you can chill with cats. If you're like a cat lover, is the place to be. But yeah, you have to know that you're going to fall in love with the cat. So just be aware.
Mm.
And I think for more hidden gems, they can visit the International Office Instagram. They have, I was recently working with them, and the work we put there is called like Augsburg Tip. to mm-hmm. give them like tips about some hidden places and what they should visit.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good hint to actually make some advertisement for our Instagram account, both, of course, of the international office and the swap team. No, but yeah, Johnny has done a good job with filming. So, yeah, I think it's just helpful for getting more information, and but also some tips for everyday life.
Yeah, so guys, you heard it. Please make sure to check out both Instagram accounts. Johnny, how easy is it to connect with German students at THR? Or generally in Augsburg or in Germany?
There is a saying that a German with a beer is your best ally. I think for everyone that was a little bit insecure at the beginning, and then just by sharing a beer with a German, we got to 4 places. I think it was the best way to do some friendships. But in general, we say I have run into different kind of Germans along the years. Personally, I was in a German school, so I had to deal with Germans since I was like 11 years old. And I love when they're open about it, when they don't even if your German is not perfect, they can speak either English with you, or they don't criticize if you do too many mistakes. So being open, especially in Augsburg, I think not only at this university, also if you do the sports, the uni sports, there you are like in a safe place, like welcome from students. And yeah, basically you can build friendships from there.
Many German students are excited but also very nervous before going abroad. What kind of advice would you give nervous exchange students?
I would say that it is totally normal to be nervous, because moving abroad alone to a foreign country is a huge step. I think it helps to realize that the other exchange students are in the same situation and are therefore all looking to connect and make friends. And if you need help at the beginning, don't hesitate to approach me or the swap team or the buddies. You know, that's what we're here for. And we want everyone to have the best exchange semester possible.
And what should they definitely not miss during their semester?
I would advise all exchange students to actually take part in the events offered by swap, you know, especially at the beginning, but of course also throughout the semester. Because these events are rather inexpensive and well-organized way to get to know the city and the surrounding, as well as the other exchange students, of course, and the buddies. I think in winter, I would say that, a visit to the Christmas market is a must. And in summer, I would definitely go to the summer nights, for example, and, enjoy the many outdoor events.
Yeah, I think I agree. Also, we understand, like for some, it's understandable. It's the first time they go out of the country, of their country or whatsoever. So they want to travel a lot, mm-hmm. which is totally normal. But at least try to not be in the same bubble. I think if you come from Spain or whatsoever, mm-hmm. you have enough of Spanish already in your country. You should be open to talk more in English, talk with other people from different countries. And just not stick in this bubble, traveling around whatsoever. Like it has happened that we have some semester where the attendance to our events, to the swap, we are organizing the events for the exchange students, and sometimes happen we don't have so many exchange students because all of a sudden they went already on a weekend or whatsoever. When we say from the beginning, okay, if you want to go to a specific city or whatsoever, just let us know and we're going to plan it so we can all go all together.
So you're pretty flexible when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, we're pretty flexible with the planning of the events at the end. Like I said, we are also students, so we want you to have a nice semester, enjoy your stay here. And yeah.
How can students best use the support of the international office and the swap team?
That's actually an easy answer. Just ask. Don't hesitate or be shy. You know, the worst that can happen is that we don't know the answer, but then we might even know who to send the students to, who might have the answer. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Exactly. Our channels are always open. At least you can write the international office via email, the same as SWAP. And also we have the social media, Instagram. You can just contact us and for sure we're going to help you. Also, if your body doesn't answer or your body is not as active as you would like, you can still let the SWAP team know and we will figure something out.
What would you say to students who are unsure about applying?
So if you are unsure whether an exchange semester in Augsburg is the right thing for you, feel free to contact me. I cannot say it often enough. Even if students are not sure, they can send me an email. We could set up a Zoom call to maybe, just see if an exchange semester is the right thing to do, or also if an exchange semester at our university is benefiting them. But generally speaking, I want to say that an exchange semester is such a valuable experience. And I think once you start working, you know, you won't have the time to just go abroad for 6 months or 12 months. And most students, even if they struggled at the start, told me at the end that they're really happy that they were brave enough to do it. And yes.
Could you second that, Johnny?
Yeah, I would say, as scary as it may seem, try to do it. I will, of course, recommend Augsburg in the terms of from experience. I have heard I should have gone to Bavaria soon enough. And yeah, we understand Munich is also there. Like if you like a big city, go ahead. But Augsburg is a student-friendly city, really near from Munich, really well connected to different places. So it's really center in Bavaria, and Bavaria is one of the most beautiful places from all Germany. If you compare to the north, I don't hate the north, but you know, Bavaria has a lot to offer, a lot of hidden gems, and it's worth coming here.
Last but not least, what is the one piece of advice you would give most often?
Maybe it's a cliche, but you only live once. In terms of, it's okay to do mistakes, but also it's okay to have fun. Like today you're here, you're enjoying an Erasmus. Tomorrow you're back with your family, you're back at your obligations. You may already start working after your exchange semester. So just enjoy beautiful moments that life has to offer and leave the concerns for when they arrive, because at the end of the day, everything is gonna go the right way. And if it doesn't, you are gonna learn from it and you are gonna be a better person after it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yes, and I would just want to encourage students to really just try to solve their own problems, because like from my own experience, I have come back as a new person, kind of. You know, it's like, even if you, I don't know, if you struggle at home, for example, you know, you have the chance of being the person you are. You know, sometimes if you're at home and, you know, you have attended school with the same people and you have developed, people still see you as the person you were at the start. Maybe, you know, if you were a shy person, which I would say I was, you know, going to Spain, for example, no one knew me. So I could just kind of like be the person I was at the time. And I have realized that I have become more independent through that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, enjoy your exchange semester.
That's amazing. Before we wrap this up, Katharina and Johnny, thank you so much for sharing your insights and experiences today.
You're very welcome.
You're very welcome. Happy to be back.
It was great to get a behind-the-scenes look at how international students are supported at THA. If you're planning an exchange semester at Augsburg University of Applied Sciences, don't hesitate to reach out to the international office or get involved with the SWAP team. They're here to help. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Hochschulkiste. See you next time!